Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After 5 months, Governor Cuomo says bowling alleys can open, but at 50% capacity. Your initial reaction to that?
I think it's a huge positive for us. I'm so happy, so thankful to so many of the bowling proprietors around New York State that joined together to be able to help make this happen. I know it's not exactly full capacity, but it's certainly a start, and I'm looking forward to being able to see all of our customers again and be able to get back together.
How vital is it to just be able to get back open, if not a full capacity, half capacity?
Well, I think that's going to be difficult. Those of us that have smaller bowling centers, it's a little more difficult only being able to use every other lane. But I think our lead bowlers, our loyal customers, I think they will understand that it's not our regulation, that it's the government's regulation. But it'll certainly have its challenges. Hopefully everybody will be understanding and we'll be able to work through those challenges.
One other rule was you can't go up to the bar or to the counter to order food. They have to come down to you. Obviously you get to bring back the wait staff, but how much of a challenge would it be to get the drinks and food orders to those people on the lanes as opposed to them at the bar?
You know, I don't think in our situation, we have 12 lanes on either side, and I think the additional payroll is where my brain goes. The additional payroll of hiring somebody to be that person could be difficult, especially only being able to operate on half capacity. But if that's one of the small challenges, I think we can work through that. I think for the customer, it ends up being, it could be a much nicer, more enjoyable experience to where they can just come in and bowl and then enjoy their time, and we wait on them rather than them have to walk around and do all of their own ordering. So I think there could be some positives in that.
Now, with only half of the lanes being available, how does that affect the possibility of league bowling if this is still in effect, say, September, October, November?
Well, I think, again, I think the leagues are going to have to work with the proprietors along with the regulations that we're going to be working under. The United States Bowling Congress has already made a rule that allows leagues and each team to bowl their whole league on that same lane that night. So in our case, what we might have to do is whoever is on lane one, they are bowling against the team on lane three, and they just stay on their same lane and bowl their scores just the way they would without switching lanes, and then use those scores, against each other. And in our case, most of our leagues are no more than 12 teams, so it won't be a huge problem for us initially. It's just that it'll limit the number of open bowling that we can have while the league is going on, and certainly that will be a problem. But hopefully that will take care of itself in the short term as we prove that we can provide a safe environment and keep people apart. So 50% for right now, it's a lot better than 0%. I want to reiterate to all of the customers and loyal league base that we have here in Western New York, please help us out and support us. I mean, it's been a long road, and the loss of revenue is going to be really tough to make up in such a short league busy season that we have. So please support us and be patient with all of us, because we really are trying. So, but I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your interview, Tom. And again, thank you to everybody across the state that has helped make this happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.